Rishami Tainis, Yud Beis Amid Beis, we're starting from the Mishnah in the bottom of Yud Beis Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says, Al-Shlisha Suama, and the third of the seven brachas that you say in the tefillah for Tainis. So what does that have to do with it? That also has to do with the shofros. We say the tefillah Shliach Tzibur says, Misha'ana Yishuba Gilgal, Uyana Eskami Yishma, Kol Tzakasim Ayyom Azeh, Brachatem Shamei Tefillah. That's the tefillah bracha that we say with a kasima, and it says the korban edel fish and nena b'shofar sayericho ba'od sheyisrael om demagagel. So therefore, that's where he mentioned shemei trua. It was still standing there when they had the shofar, and that's it. Now the Gemara is going to go into explain a little bit about the kibush of Yericho. Gemara said that when Yeshua answered, Misha answered like he answered Yeshua b'Gilgal. Now what happened? We know that story of Yeshua that it was a big setback when people died because Achan went ahead and took from the spoils when never no one was allowed to take from the spoils. So Mimela, Hashem did an ace, and even though that should have been enough to destroy all of Klal Yisrael, but Hashem didn't do that. He protected them. There were people that died, but they protected them. So the Gemara discusses, what is exactly did Hashem do for Yoshua? Because put his attached name to it, all of Klal Yisrael. When he changed the name of Yaakov to Yisrael, he put his name in it. The Yekel is Hashem's name. He's a Mashalu king who had a small key for a small container. A container where he stored his most valuable things. Things that he stored. So the Mara says, The king said to the king, if I leave the key as it is, I'm going to lose it. I won't be able to open it. Nobody will be able to return to me. Also, I'm making the chain. If it's lost, so the chain will be attacked. We'll find the chain. The chain will be able to tell us where the key is. So we'll know that. Highly back Yisrael, up to them. If they'll be swallowed up in the Musa'olam. They'll be destroyed right away. I'll go ahead, I'll put my name at them. My shame, Yisrael, Kale, and Chaim. Therefore, they're going to be able to live because I gave them my name. And my name. And therefore, that is the protection of the Klal Yisrael. Because Bo gave Kavyacho his name, that they won't be lost. They'll always be connected. Like the chain of the key that he's holding on to. Matam was supposed to get security cities from. Pasik tells us, Mefurish, that Hashem is saying, that go ahead, attach myself to Klal Yisrael, give my name to them. And they, even when they turn away from me, in Canaan, they'll be removed. I'll remove the enemies. They'll still be attached to me. They'll still be attached to Pesach and Yeshua. So you see, Miyad, very much when Yeshua comes, get up. Kum lecha means get up, which stood for you. That which you mentioned in your tefillah, you'll be saved because you say you associated with my name, stood up for you as well. Kum lecha b'dakah. Those words you said were the things that will save you. Using the words that you said in your tefillah was significant enough. You mentioned my name as well, Shemcha Gadol, which is part attached to Klal Yisrael. That's going to be the thing. That's going to be the Yeshua, that solo for Klal Yisrael. When I said another pasuk, said the name of his ancestors, any person who's not as prominent, not as upstanding as Yeshua, if he goes there, if he bows down, who says to him, just standing yourself up, you should not go ahead and David, but you don't bend down on tefillah. He should not do so unless he knows his tefillah is going to be answered. He shouldn't do that because his tefillah won't be answered. I'm telling you that. We should kum lecha. I mean, get up, atzola, and don't do it. You're davening in such a way, and you're not muftak, guaranteed that your tefillah is going to be answered like Yeshua's tefillahs were answered. So then don't do that. Don't do that because if you're not like Yeshua, and it's going to fall, you're not going to be able to get up. It'll be destroyed. So therefore, don't do it unless you know for sure, like Yeshua, that you'll be able to go ahead and guarantee that you know that because Baruch listen to you, that'll be able to do so. Otherwise, don't do it. The same thing as Aser. For Yachid, Yachid is Aser to go ahead, is davening for the Tzibur. It's also the same halacha. You should not bend down. Rather, just daven, because who knows if you're right for it, says the Korban Eidah. The Yosibah, you're not allowed to be polayat, you're not allowed to go bow down for such a tefillah, because maybe, like, you think you're like Yeshua, maybe it won't be answered. It'll be a Chil Hashem, Yiskal Hashem Shemayim. People see you davening, they'll think that you tefillah that comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't listen to tefillos. And therefore, you shouldn't do that. Don't daven in such a way. Don't yipol, because then you'll be a chilul Hashem. The tefillos won't answer. Harvius, the fourth bracha we say in the tefillos of the brachas on a fast day. We say a bracha, Sheher Tzibah says, Mishnah Shema Mitzvah. Whoever you should answer Shema Mitzvah, these ones should answer. You call a son, listen to call a tefillah. Hashem Tzaka. Okay, the Lashon Tzaka, that you should, Hashem heard the Tzaka. Hashem heard the Tzaka of Shmuel. And a mitzvah, and therefore that's the lashon we use as well on the chasimah habracha. So the Gemara says, when did we do this? The Gemara says, seven pesukim that we ate on, when we say this fellow, the tefillah of Shmuel, we ate on a few other pesukim as well. What are the pesukim? Because they described the mitzvah of Yishpah, my mitzvah, and they gathered the mitzvah, they drew water and gave it to Hashem, and the water poured out. They actually poured out water in front of Hashem. That can't be what it means. They poured out their hearts like mortar. They davened with tremendous kavanah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They poured out their hearts, kamayim, to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the tefillos flowed freely. And the tshuva, that's what it means. Shuffle libam kamayim. That's what the pasuk means. When I say Kohen Shmuel did this, he saw Klai Yisrael did that, and he went ahead and jumped in. Yom Alech Makado Hashem, we sinned. I mean, I sinned you, and therefore we sinned, and therefore we should Hakadosh Baruch Hu should give us. Amay Shmuel Yitzchak, Shmuel Nachulah Yisrael. Shmuel went ahead and took the beged of Yisrael, which means what did it mean the beged Chulukin Shay Yisrael? It means he davened for Klai Yisrael. He went to defend them. He went and davened for Klai Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should accept their tshuva. You have a judge and wearing pearl and said, I didn't sin. Of course, everyone says they didn't sin. I'm telling you, I didn't sin. Yekaisel said we did sin. That people alone deserve to be listened to. When you want something, a person goes to a king and he wants to tell the king, he wants something from the king, but cautious, he goes and says, I didn't rebel against you. I didn't do anything because I'm loyal to you. But Klai Yisrael does different. Klai Yisrael goes and says, yes, we sinned against you. And we're doing true. We feel bad. That's how Klai Yisrael goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atonu, we went ahead and we sinned. Yet we're asking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show me at Tzaka, listen to our tefillos, and to answer us. Our commission on the fifth bracha of the seven that we say. So what the bracha says, what do we say? We ate on over here. A different. Mishonah Yilba Caramel. When Yeshua, Hashem answered Yeshua Caramel, Yano Sev Yaskam Tzaka Kosem, Rokatem Shomei HaTfilah. The answer, the same idea. Leo went ahead and confronted the Bali, the Nevi Abal, and our Carmel, and he stood up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he stood there, so he stood fast, and he asked Hashem to listen to his tefillah. So too, over here, he asked as well that he should be able to our Carmel, when Esenai Laharim, it was Chosim the tefillah, and Hashem the tefillah. So we do the same thing, we mentioned that for Leo, so therefore we mentioned the same Chasima of tefillah. So the Gemara, Elio, what was Elio's tefillah? Siv, Ayayu, Akol, Milcham, Yigash, Elio, Nabi, Yom, Hashem, Lekei, Yavim, Sovi, Yaakov, Yodah. You should know that Klai Yisrael, the people that came, they did tshuva, they want to come to you in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're turning back to you. Don't turn your backs to them. So Moshe says, what happened? The Bama said, this was where they came, between the Makavah and the Bama. Before the Beis HaMikdash came, they used to use the Bamos. That's how they brought the Korbanos. So Moshe says, how is Elio, who lived in times of the Beis HaMikdash, Arishan, is allowed to go to Mount Carmel? How do you bring a Bama on our Carmel? Elio Makav Mishasik Shah Bamos? Elio brought a Korban in his time. It was also once the Beis HaMikdash was built, you could not have Bamos. How could he go ahead and make a Bama? That's a vote of Zasa. How could he build a Bama, a Mizbeach, on our Carmel? So Gemara, he himself said Hashem told him to do it. The record, I did it according to you. You told me Hashem to do it. I did it. You told me to build a mama, the challenge of Nevi Abal. I did exactly what you told me. But Rachas, he said, I followed your word. Exactly, the Nevuah. And merely, I did these things. Therefore, you should go ahead. Therefore, you should listen. Therefore, we say the same thing. We follow Elio. So Elio of a Carmel, who did followed exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do. And therefore, he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer. So to do the same thing, we're going to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. We're saying the same thing. Come to us in the same format. Elio. We did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to do. Maybe we should be answering Hashem Aneini, Aneini B'Skusi, answer me because of my own skus, Aneini B'Skusi Talmid. Or skus of my students, of my Talmidim. Which skus of my Talmidim are we talking about? You say, answer me for my skus, or the skus of my Talmidim, to be able to answer those ones who followed Elio. A lot of his Talmidim hid in the caves, and they hid when they were going on killing the Nevi'im. They all went and hid together with him. Those are his Talmidim. So do it for me and do it for my Talmidim, because Talmidai. And who that? It's Elisha. Elisha was his primary Talmud. It's Talmud Muvik, says the Pnei Moshe. Yeah, but that's what he said. Do it for me, like he answered me. Do it for you, like he answered my Talmud, Elisha. He answered as well, therefore, those tefillos should be mekubal here for Klal Yisrael as well. What's our sheet? The sixth one? Sixth bracha we have. And at times, what do we say? We call up Mamakim. They were in the depths of the Yonah, and they called out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them. So you have Ashvias, the Oma, and the seventh bracha, we say the same idea, Tefillah. Yishanel David Malik, Shlomo Ben Yushalayim, who answered David and Shlomo and Yushalayim, they say, Eul Sakabosam, Amarakim Alor, it's Amarakim Alolan, Amarakim Alolan. We conclude that it's a bracha Sa'ara, we say a bracha that we say to Rakim Tzion, Shav Rachmanis on the land, Rachmanis on David and Shlomo, who were Mespalil, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu beschus them, he saved Eretz Yisrael. So too over here. It was a skus to be saved, so we dive in with that skus. So the Gemara says, "See, we're in a pasuk by Yonah, by Yom HaKrosi Mitzarali." Yonah called out in distress to Hashem, and He answered me. So we say the same thing with Sarah, Yonah Beit Sarah. He called out in stress; he was suffering in the belly of the Yonah. So he called out in the belly of the well, and therefore he called out in such a way that it's going to be the same thing as skus here as well. Something more that we say at Lokabay fast days, we say, come back for the Klal Yisrael answered. What did they say? First was Dabba Yo, then was Eliyo and Yonah. They would come afterwards. Yet the Mishnah says, well, so why do we mention the chronology? It's the wrong order. First was Dabba Shoma, then was Eliyo and Yonah. Elvishul Akhtam Rakhmalo, because when they go answer the Brachal, Lakhtam Alaretz, then we have to go. It's only appropriate for those, the Shomu and Dabba Melech, and that's appropriate for them. What they did, the other Shom was different. Therefore, that's why he said, Dafka here, put them on hold. We have to just be able to be dezoka that the tefillah should be miskabel. Lachta merakim al oretz, we tovin shloma with merakim al oretz. Therefore, that was the tefillah answered for them. It should be answered for us as well. It says the Gemara, Al-Shvi, the seventh bracha, Mishim Sukkos Amru, Baruch Mashba Reim. He said, the tefillah is the seventh bracha who humbles the haughty. That is a bracha that comes to the tefillah, the end of the tefillos. Those who think they're our tefillos of Mekabel, which say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashper Ramim. Those who were haughty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised them up. So the Gemara says, who was referring to? By Shlomo Melech, it says, the Halacha, humble for the Kisina Pahat, but must be to Yisrael Luch. They said, I built a big house for you. So you see, he's humble, and he said, I shouldn't have done it. David, what's the David do? What did David do? They should mention this Baruch Hu. What did David do? Where did David speak with their knees? Where did David speak with humility? Because they wanted to go ahead and have how many people they were, count the people how many they were in Klal Yisrael, they wanted to count them. Therefore, David Melech had to do it right, had to do it wrong. When David Melech didn't do it properly, he was punished. I called out because broken my distress. Every story that I had, I used it miraculously. You would widen it for me. You would make it that it would eventually it came out good. I went and had tzaras. Every tzara I went into, you were with me. You made it better. Kafta. You widened. You made it wide. You made it. You took me out of it. And I had tzara shal Bat Sheva. I entered into the tzara of Bat Sheva. And sat to Shlomo. He gave me Shlomo, your son Shlomo Melech. So you see, what an incredible gift that you gave me. You made it even better for me. That wasn't supposed to have Zoka to have Shlomo. You, because of what you did, you made it. You gave Nichus Tzor Shabbos and Nichus Shlomo. I'm in Chassid Tzor Shlomo Yisrael. That the Bezim Mikdash. And I myself, the Melech, I went in to go ahead and make it into the Bezim Mikdash. Yeah, when it came down to it, suddenly Briti Rabbeinu, I wasn't able to go build the Bezim Mikdash. I was able to go ahead and Nichol Tzoros of Yisrael, I was able to go ahead and got a mikdash. We got a mikdash to be able to do the tshuva. I wasn't able to go ahead and do anything special. I wasn't able to go ahead and end the tzoros. At least I was able to go ahead and to daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way where I was able to go ahead and misrachim. And that's what we say the same thing in the tefillah. We end up the tefillah the same way. The tzoros and shal beis. We say the tzoros. So mark up the tzoros of Yisrael is what we do. Is how we end the pasuk merachim al oretz. Because we use the bracha of David HaMelech here, the bracha of this tefillah. Stop over here.